Elsie's Little Pickles.
Elsie's Little Pickles.
Elsie's Little Pickles.
Fuck yeah.
That's so silly.
You know, I really wonder how people who are just like looking for a new podcast, right? I mean, you know how it is. You're just searching whatever and something catches your eye. But I wonder what our listeners, especially in the beginning, will be like. Because, I mean, you almost got to be out of your fucking head to click on Elsie's Little Pickles as a title for a show.
Well, I imagine someone's flipping through and they're just like, this is Elsie's Little Pickles. I wonder if they're bread and butter.
But see, that's the funny thing about it. No pickle talk. There's no pickles. This isn't about pickles. And Elsie is no longer with us. So there's no Elsie and no Little Pickles. It's just me and your...
Hey, speak for yourself. There's a little pickle here right now.
Quit jerking your gherkin. Anyway.
It looks so inviting. I feel like I'm touching little baby Hulk. A little baby Yoda. Little Kermie.
Look at it.
That's what I call him, actually. Little Kermie.
Little Kermie. I don't think I've ever named it. Honestly, I don't, I know a lot of guys do name their junk, but I never had that kind of a relationship with it.
Well, you know, I do have a relationship with Solomon.
Solomon.
Okay. He says shalom.
Oh, so what's going on, man? What do you got for me?
Oh, are you ready for some wacky Newsday news?
Oh, please. I always love the wacky
news and notes for the do's and don'ts.
Well, that was kind of spiffy. I like that. I like that.
That just came right out of my
mind. I think that should be like, you know, you incorporate that in every time you open with the news.
I could try. I kind of want to see, make sure nobody else is doing that, but you know what? Fuck them.
Fuck them. You look.
Fuck them.
You pulled Solomon out and you marked your territory on that one.
Oh, I slapped it on everything. There are little turtle imprints everywhere.
Everywhere. I'd like to talk to you about that after we get done recording.
Oh, you saw the camera.
And the glass top table.
In my defense, I did not know it was glass.
Mm-hmm. All right, so in the news.
But I did know that you were underneath it.
Oh, goddamn. That's a visual I don't want to.
I'm glad I helped with your...
Yeah, thanks.
Your
yeah.
weekly psychological
I feel lunch coming back up on me.
Well, you know, if it was truly good, it would be great the second time around.
Well, you know how I eat, so you know that ain't the fucking case.
Oh, no. All right, first of all, we got to discuss the fact that Mr. Donald Trump is now selling a Bible.
Oh, yes, I did see this.
Trump is encouraging his supporters to buy a Bible endorsed by himself and Lee Greenwood. There's a name for you, Greenwood. It costs $59.99, not including taxes or shipping, but it seems to sit on the more expensive end of the Bibles on sale at Barnes & Noble. The Noble and the Barnes. But those books presumably do not include copies of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the handwritten lyrics to the chorus of Greenwood's God Bless a Fucking
Which this Bear. This one that he's hawking does have all that.
It does. It is just for transparency. It is put out through the Trump Organization and CIC or C1C Ventures, LLC, which they say is not exactly, it's not paid under, how should I say, it's not licensed.
Okay.
From C1C Ventures or something. It's a little confusing, their wording, because it's kind of a
It sounds like they're just the printing press.
Yes. However, Trump, when I say he, pronouns, pal, Trump is identified as the manager, president, secretary, and treasurer. What does that tell you?
And it tells me it's another grift. I mean, it's just another grift. I mean, you don't even have to. I mean, you don't have to go that deep into how the business is structured. When you got Trump selling a Bible and then trying to add to that Bible. So it's not enough, right? It's not enough that it's the Bible.
I want to give him credit where credit is due. I usually do not give him props or compliment his ability for anything. But this time around, he actually held the Bible right side up in his commercial.
Yeah, well, small victory. Small victories. but the thing that I think is interesting is that this new Bible drops just before Easter. This new Bible drops with the addition of the lyrics to God Bless America. Or a proud,
no, is it, I want to know
proud who, to be an American, isn't it? Yeah, it's proud to be American.
In the USA, whatever.
Yeah.
So and you, I'm glad.
Yeah, so it's got American. It's got that in there. It's got the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. Does it have the Constitution?
It's the Constitution, not the Declaration of Independence. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
The Constitution and Bill of Rights. So you gotta hand it to him. He's thinking, I'm just repackaging.
Yes.
And I'm going to throw a little extra in there because the Bible, great story. A lot of good things in there.
And upwards of 1,000 lies.
But I think if we just added these things, it would make it better. We just need to make it a little bit better.
You have to give them props for choosing to put this on sale during Holy Week so you could buy it from the Antichrist himself.
Right. But there's also, and again, we always try to give credit where credit's due. There's the enormity. Like, he may have a small dick, but he's got huge balls. The enormity of those balls. I mean, we're talking specially tailored pants at this point. Not only is he doing this during Holy Week, but on top of that, it's right before his trial starts on the Stormy Daniels. So the guy who fucked a porn star and paid hush money so that he could become president. Am I putting this all together correctly?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
everybody who's not in the cult understands.
You cannot. I mean, the sheer magnitude of his balls has got to be just astonishing. You know what I mean? I don't even. And the thing is I think between him and Lee Greenwood, they have like seven marriages between the two of them. So you had Trump had three. Right? Three?
Yes.
And I think Lee Greenwood was married four times. So, you know, let's ease up on...
It's all those hookers and blow that get in the way.
Yeah, but that's what makes me proud to be an American. At least I know I'm free. Now surely stand up.
I'm as free as my testicles dragging in the sand.
it is kind of a... It's kind of amazing to me that there was a lot of blowback, you know, online about that and in the social medias. There was a lot of blowback, but there was also a lot of motherfuckers that were totally on board. And I don't get that. Like, look, I get it if you're like, I like the flags, I like the hats, I like the t-shirts. Okay, I can go with you on that. But don't you think that buying your Bible from Trump, that's a little classless?
Yeah, isn't there a little section in the Bible that says nothing should be added or subtracted from the writings?
Oh, I don't know.
Sacrilegious.
I don't know about that.
There is.
You would probably know way better than I would. I mean, your recollection is a lot stronger.
Also in the news, Russia's nuclear-proof Cold War era vehicles have been destroyed by Ukrainian drones.
You know what, though? I kind of wonder in some ways if, like, Putin's like, okay, we've got all these old war vehicles. They're just taking up space. What are we going to do with them? We can't have garage sale.
He needs a garage sale.
But that's my point, is I'm almost starting to wonder if he's just, like, cleaning out the garage and just rolling shit, you know, get it running just enough to make it over the border so he doesn't have to deal with it. He knows they're going to bomb it. It's like, this is the best way to get rid of old inventory. It's like, I don't have to recycle. I don't have to clean it up. I don't have to worry about oil disposal.
A while, you know, when the war first started, when they first, I shouldn't say war. It isn't a war. It was an invasion. When Russia illegally invaded Ukraine, the Ukrainians dragged out of museums weaponry, or not weaponry, but they're made to stop tanks back in World War II. Dragged them out. They still had the plaques describing what they were used for on these.
That's fucking amazing.
Giant caltrops, basically, that they dragged out into the streets and were just as effective as they were 70 years ago.
Yeah, but that's when they made shit the right way. You know what I mean? Fucking Ukraine knew how to make shit 70 years ago.
I just picture, you know, Russian soldiers who don't want to be there, really aren't there fighting. They're just like, I'm just going to hide out. You think they're just walking the street? Oh, what does that say? Oh, that's very...
Yeah, they're sightseeing. They ditch the uniform and they're just I do, though. I think to some degree, you know...
Is there a cassette tape to go with this tour?
It's almost the same as leaving all of our shit in Afghanistan. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, okay, sure. It would cost probably more than it's worth to ship all that shit back. Okay, but what do you do with it? You know what I mean? Like, I think blowing that shit up, if you're going to be in a situation where you're just leaving a mess behind, fucking blow it up and at least have some fun, you know. Get it all into
don't
one
you
fucking
think
yard.
As a service member, if you know, this Humvee is going to get left behind, I'm drawing a dick.
Oh, yeah.
On the steering wheel.
You know they had to
put some Playboy pictures.
These are like 18 to 24 year old kids. Of course they're drawing dicks all over the shit they're leaving behind.
And the last page, just a note that says, you're now going to hell.
Bye. Yeah, I think that's just it's Putin's way of clearing out the closet or the garage.
Coated the steering wheel and the doors in bacon grease.
Oh man, you just hurt them on so many levels.
That's right. I'm like that though.
So,
go ahead.
No. You were saying the next one was.
The next one is, I called this last week. It is officially now in print again. But the U.S. military teams up with a new partner in NATO against the China threat. And that is that the U.S. has teamed up with India to conduct large military exercises amid a threat from China. Be careful of the India giant.
Yeah, because they just recently became the most populated country in the world. They just took over China not too long ago.
Correct.
Like within a couple weeks, right?
Their military, they've been a part of NATO for a long time. And they're forced to be reckoned with.
You ask, we wabbits. Look out. I'm coming for you.
Look out below.
I'm running as quick with you as I can.
Don't fall.
I can't help it. I ate lobster claws for dinner, and I'm feeling a bit bloated.
I'm coming.
Ah, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Okay. So, yes. And breathe.
The U.S. is doing military exercises with India.
Yeah, that, you know what? I got to tell you, like I said before, I love Indian people. I love Indian food. I love Indian culture. I really am a fan.
And quite honestly, I don't care what you say. They're extremely nice until you do something to piss them off.
They're amazingly nice. Amazingly nice people.
Yes.
And but you're right. Like I said, when we were talking before, piss them off, though. And that turns into a whole different kind of, like, they, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know if you ever had this happen. My memory of childhood is shit, but I do remember.
Is it shit, or are you just trying to block stuff out?
It could go either way. But I do remember we used to go to the circus, not every year, but we would go maybe every 2 or 3 years. We'd go to see the circus.
Ringling Brothers, yeah. Barnum and Bailey, whatever circus.
So I remember this one year. And for whatever reason, mom didn't go. I don't know if you were sick or whatever, but do you have many memories of going to the circus as a kid?
I have a few.
Okay.
A few.
All right. That's all I needed. Even if it was just one, that's enough. There was this one. I don't know if mom wasn't feeling well or if, you know, you were too young to go or what the deal was, but it was just me and dad. And, mm-hmm. and dad took me to the circus. And it was one of those things where everything went great, you know, peanuts, cotton candy, you know, the whole deal, elephants, lions, tigers, bears, oh my. But at one point, I saw a clown get pissed off about something just for a split second. It was just for a split second. And that,
how do you know he's pissed? He's always got the big smile painted on his face.
No, you could tell, like, the eyes. The eyes went crazy, right? And I remember being terrified. That's it, and I know it's a poor analogy to say that when an Indian person gets mad, they remind me of a clown from my youth having a bad look on their face. That's not what I'm trying
racist.
To say. What I'm saying is it's that startling, okay? It's that startling because they are such kind and just... And again, this is just my experience. Everyone I've ever dealt with, for I would say almost to a person, they've been wonderful. But I have seen them get pissed, like, at each other. And that is jarring. Like, when they go full,
well,
when they go full Hindi and start talking in Hindi, and you can see, you know, fingers are wagging and you know, being lifted in
wagging.
The air. They're wagging. But by the same token, it's also like, if you can remove yourself for a moment, it's a little bit funny. It's a little bit funny.
Well,
they are going off like they have never gone off before, and they're very, 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 very pissed. And I cannot believe that you did this to me, Mohammed. And then, damn it, I am not going to take your sister out anymore. And like, you go, holy shit, did you even breathe?
Oh, my God. All I wanted was $10 from Pump 12. I'm sorry.
Sorry, dude. Sorry.
One thing I can pose to you is, do you know why cannibals don't eat clowns? Oh, because they taste funny. And moving right along.
Yeah.
Canada moved about 150 units of military equipment closer to the border with Russia.
Canada did this?
Canada.
Moved. Say that again. I want to make sure I heard that correctly. Canada
has delivered 150 military vehicles to Latvia as part of the establishment of a multinational brigade of advanced ground forces, the FLF, according to the Canadian embassy in Latvia.
Well, You know, when Canada starts doing shit like that, it ain't far off.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing.
Yeah, and everybody loves Canadians. I mean,
how can you not?
Matter of fact, if Canada accidentally shot a rocket deep into Russia, it would be treated as, oh, who did it? Okay, must have been a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny you say that, because I think Canada is the only one that could go, oh, hey, sorry. I get you some.
Well, hey, sorry. My bad.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, Canada is one of, I think, honestly, one of the countries that, like, when they're doing all the UN and summits and, you know, all that shit, I think that Canada is probably the one that everyone just goes, it's Canada.
Yeah. Fuck me, buddy.
They don't mean any harm.
Fuck me, buddy. Everybody thinks it's A or whatever. No, it's actually, it's very much so. Fuck me, buddy.
Fuck me, buddy. So, is that it then on the news?
No. There's one more.
Uh-oh.
Actually, there's technically two more.
Lay it on me.
One is Vladimir Putin vows to destroy NATO assets as he ramps up threats to the Ukraine allies. He is threatening to shoot down F-16s if they're American or NATO planes if they're within the Ukrainian area.
Well, good luck with that. I mean, honestly, I think there is with Russia right now, I think a couple of things. One, I do think that for the last, what is it now, 2 years, this invasion's been going on?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's just over.
Just
over 2 years, right? Or just about to be 2 years. I think it was April, wasn't it?
February they started.
February. Okay. So I think a couple of things are true. One, I do think that a lot of what we've seen so far is him just cleaning out old munitions, cleaning out old vehicles, cleaning out, you know, just cleaning out the closet, cleaning out the garage. I think there's stuff that we're not, we haven't seen get used yet. Now, with that being said, I don't know that we will ever see it. However, it would seem to me that the rope-a-dope is the only way to go on this. If you know what I mean? Like, if you're trying to do what he's trying to do, I would think that it would be a good idea to make everyone think that you're low on money, low on munitions, low on, you know, military-grade vehicles, low on all of it. Like, anything you would need to fight the war, make people think you're getting low on it. And make them have a little bit of a false sense of security. So I think that could be one play. And in that case,
one of the things I could see. We have learned that the most effective method to fight Russians is to have two drones. One drone dressed up with insane, wacky little things to make it look scary and unusual and make sure that it is spotted by Russian military, because they will then run back to their base to report what they just saw. And that's when you send in the second drone with a bunch of bombs and whatnot right into that area.
Yeah.
They fall victim apparently to that all the time.
All the time, yeah.
All the time.
I don't know. You know, it's like you have to wonder whether or not he's hiding, you know, because, I mean, look, the thing of it is that I think one of the things that with Putin, especially, people give him either not enough credit or too much credit. There's no exact that's what he deserves credit wise.
This is true.
Okay. And I think that comes from the fact that he has this storied history of being a KGB and storied history of his, you know, how he grew up, storied history of, you know, how he came to power. And I wonder how much of that is actually legit and how much of it is, you know, kind of just stories. Because he's either dangerous or brilliant. And I'm not sure that he actually is either.
He can be both, technically.
Yeah, he can be. But I think
smart enough to be dangerous.
Yeah. there is that. But the thing is when you look at what he's doing, I mean, obviously what he's trying to do eventually is to put the Soviet Union back together, because he thought that was such a embarrassment for Mother Russia to have the Soviet Union fall apart. And he's done it in some ways by installing, you know, yes men into, you know, government positions in other countries, whatever. Right. However, that for whatever reason didn't work with Ukraine. And in the course of that, I wonder, did he just, like, you know, like Russia did, like we did with Afghanistan, you're not winning. The best you can hope for is a draw, because they'll wait it out. You know what I mean? And I wonder if that's kind of what he's discovering with Ukraine right now, is that they're a lot more resilient than he gave them credit for. I mean, they thought it was going to be 1 week and they'd have the entire country, according to what news sources say. But you can't buy into any of that bullshit. How the fuck would they know? You know what I mean? How do they know what's going on in Putin's mind?
I wonder if really what the Ukrainians need to do is move out of Ukraine. Like, everybody, just leave your home, leave everything. Just leave the entire area, go into Poland, go into neighboring countries. I don't know, it would be hard because it's your home. But leave behind bombs everywhere. Time to go off in like a week. So that the Russians can all swoop in, take over, and then boom.
Yeah, I don't think that would work, though. I don't think that would work. I think that...
Are you kidding? That would be hysterical.
It would be amazingly hysterical, but that's more of like a plot or a plot point in the movie than a reality. Like that. Hey, and I'm all for that.
I'm just saying.
I'm all for that. But in reality, I don't know that that would necessarily work. You know what I mean? But I don't think that... I don't think that he's got an exit. He doesn't have an exit strategy. That's the problem.
The dude that was in charge of the mercenaries that Russia was paying, who led a two-day
Wagner,
revolt,
yeah.
And got on a plane and it was mysteriously shot. Come on, that's straight out of a movie.
Yeah.
It worked.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though, is like there's a little bit of kind of like Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner living in the same person with Putin. You know what I mean? Because you can't tell if he's like, oh, that was like... Oh, you distracted us in one way to hit in a different way. That's brilliant. Or, oh, you didn't realize that was going to happen, and you got lucky that this happened. You know, because it is almost cartoony. It's most of what you see come out of Russia, especially when it's somebody that is anti-Putin, it's almost comical. Like if you wrote that as a writer for a drama or for a TV series or whatever, they go, get the fuck out of here. This is so played. But he's actually doing it. So I don't know. I don't know if he gets too much credit or not enough credit. I think that he's fucking wacko. I do think that he is wacko.
Another method to draw out Russians would probably take vodka bottles, put a little fishing wire around it,
reel them in.
Come on out.
Right over the border. There we go. And the last story
has to do with Mr. Comer and Mr. Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan, granted, reminds me of a name you would see as a bad guy in a Marvel comic movie. He's just missing a single J from his name to be a publisher of a newspaper in the Marvel world.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No.
No. J. Jameson Jordan or Johnson, whatever.
Yeah, from Spider-Man.
Jonah, yeah. From Spider-Man. Anyway. Comer and Jim Jordan had a mishap. Their testicles disappeared when there was a vote for a second motion to vote for impeaching President Biden. They called for a second in the vote, and like I said, mysteriously, Comer and Jordan forgot how to do that.
So they didn't even show up for the vote.
No, they were there.
They just didn't vote.
They just didn't vote. they were silent. Like I said, their testicles disappeared. But hours later,
they were on TV.
They wanted, they voted to try and get the President Biden into a chair in front of their impeachment inquiry committee to testify.
Well, so if you didn't vote for it,
yeah,
then what's the point? I mean, that's like wiping your ass before you shit.
They're just wasting money, as many Democrats pointed at them and called them out on this bullshit of you are wasting people's time and money with this bullshit.
And patience. You're wasting people's patience. You know, I mean, and I guess that's where kind of I was going with this show and where I've been lately is my patience. My patience is fucking worn out. You know, like, I don't know about you. You know, I don't really participate in social media, but I do read Twitter and sometimes comment. That's literally it. X, whatever.
Occasionally,
the fuck it is.
You really need to do it more often, but your infrequent posts on OnlyFans of you playing with your pickle.
Well,
we need to update that more.
We do need to update that more. Maybe next time you're in town.
I'll break out the camera.
Because if I remember correctly, you said you'd be the stunt pickle.
Yeah, it was not a stunt pickle. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
So this is, and I don't know if this is...
Know what I mean?
I don't know if this is a more of a reflection on me, but I don't really engage a whole lot. And yet, my feed seems to be littered with... a lot of interesting topics that I would not normally or even remotely be interested in. Okay, so let me rephrase that. So as an example, there's this whole traditional wives, trad wives, trad husbands, blah, blah, blah. I never clicked on any of it. I have no idea why that's showing up in my feed. I never clicked on Christianity or these pastors that are showing up in my feed.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Mr. Elon Musk purchased Twitter. Really didn't want to. He made a joke about buying it. And then he was kind of forced to.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things he talked about was transparency, a private company being influenced and having deals with the government, right? Hide stuff.
Right.
I find it interesting that also now Russia has pointed out that SpaceX has been putting up government satellites for the U.S. into orbit. So he is accusing other people of doing exactly what he's doing.
Okay.
Isn't that kind of funny?
Yeah.
Struck me a little like, really?
Well, I guess what I'm getting at more is this idea of everything is like...
On top of the fact, actually, that with X, which used to be Twitter for those who don't know, Don Lemon gave him a couple of hardball questions.
Yeah, and that did not go well.
And Mr. X will be the free space area for the free voice to question anything, unless it's him. Don't you dare question the Musk.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that was probably from a career move, bad idea for Don. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but it called him out on his bullshit.
Yeah, I'm not saying that he didn't do the right thing, but maybe he did it a little bit too soon in that relationship. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. You're trying to fuck on the first date, but that ain't going to happen. And because you tried so hard, you ain't getting a second date. I think that was more what ended up going on there. But I guess my point, or, you know, what I've been observing is that there's a lot of, like, doom, you know, and I started to look at it, like, it just hit me one day. So, like, in one day, I had all these pastors and religious zealots and, you know, crazy Christians talking about, you know, the end is near and, you know, you better get right with Jesus and, you know, Christ is king and, like, all these different hashtags just zipping through, right? But there's also, you know, the end of the world is coming, aliens are coming, or, you know, then there's the MAGAs. Get ready for civil war. And I started thinking, it seems like this is, we want a catastrophe. I think we have gotten to the point where social media has made it such an echo chamber of bad shit that we're almost like to the point where it's like, just fucking do it. Just fucking do it. If you're going to have a civil war, fucking have a civil war. If the aliens are going to attack, fucking let them attack. Like, if the apocalypse is coming, God damn it, let God fucking strike me down dead now. You know what I mean? Like, there's this this like anger because the shit hasn't happened.
Don't threaten me with a good time, yeah. Fucker.
You know, And I'm sitting there going, Jesus Christ, why can't people just be a little bit happier? And I realized, well, you can't.
Number one, with any time, I mean, it's just a matter of scale when it comes to bullies. That's the end thing.
Yeah.
The anti-bully campaign did not work. It just made the bullies older. And with all bullies, there is something that you have to learn. And that is everyone thinks that they are a bully and they have a plan, and that plan gets thrown out of the window when you punch them in the fucking nose.
Yeah. The old Mike Tyson, everyone has a plan to get punched in the nose.
Yeah.
Or you get punched in the face,
but that's the throat in my case. I love to do that shit.
That's my point though, is like, I part of
you
it
try
is
try to fight me when you can't breathe.
Well, that's it. But I guess where I'm going with all this is there are so many negative things, whether it's, you know, the potential for World War III because of Putin, or whether it's shit going on potentially between China and Taiwan, or whether it's what's going on in the Gaza Strip. There's all this kind of like, and that's, I guess, to my point as well. Is it's not just in the United States. It's not just local. It's globally.
At what point do we stop fighting physical wars and just change to esports?
Yeah. Like
my SEAL Team 6 is going to take on the KGB in Call of Duty.
Yeah, I mean, it would make more sense, but that's never going to fucking happen because
charge some pay-per-view for that shit.
The problem that we run into is, like I said, this is essentially globally. You know, I mean, you're talking, you got Russia on one hand, China on the other hand, Israel and the Gaza Strip in between. Guess who's stuck in the middle of all that? United States, whether we want it to be or not, and regardless of whether we participate or not, we're geographically honest. Between it.
It isn't just the United States. It's going to be NATO.
Oh, I know, and that's the thing. And, but that's my point. Is like everyone is just like I. At least this is the feeling I get. It seems like everyone's like, just fucking do it. I'm tired of waiting. I'm tired of the anticipation. I'm tired.
Clarence and Macron have gotten to that point recently where they're just Putin, either put up or shut up.
Yeah, I did see something about Macron getting a little shitty.
Yes,
and I'm like, okay, that's enough, motherfucker.
Yeah. And that's really what you need to do to a bully. Stand up toe to toe and say, put up or shut up.
Well, I mean, obviously when you're dealing with Russia and, you know, Putin, you do have the additional pressure of all the nuclear missiles and even the strategic nuclear.
Even with all the nuclear missiles, China is standing there going, don't you dare, Russia.
I would think
don't you dare.
You would hope that they would be.
Oh, you know? They are. China has told Russia, don't you fucking dare. Don't you even think about it.
Really?
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Xi Jinping. has put out there that, yeah, Russia, Putin, don't you even fucking think about it.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And the thing of it is, though, like I said, I mean, you're seeing this the world change so much. I mean, you know, I constantly have people who, you know, find out that we're doing a podcast go, well, what's it about? Well, I mean, what I find myself saying more than not is it's about everything and nothing, and it's just two brothers trying to figure out what the fuck end is up. And that's kind of how I feel about this is, you know, what fucking end is up? You know, I know the world is changing. It's changing rapidly. I don't have a problem with progress, but I do have a problem with regression. And that's what it seems like is going on is like, there's this, there's this.
You know what I feel like?
Hmm.
I feel like we are kind of the three amigos in the desert, and we just shot the invisible swordsman who spawns out of the singing bush. Do you remember that movie?
The Three Amigos?
Yeah.
I do, but I fucking don't remember that scene.
Yeah, Chevy Chase's character. Each one has to sing a little thing and fire a shot in the air.
Okay.
And Chevy Chase's character, you know, bunch of gibberish, blah, 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 and fires, but he fired sideways and shoots the invisible swordsman. And you just see the little sand because the invisible swordsman dies. And now they don't have a means to find El Wapo's encampment. And the other two guys, Steve Martin and Martin Short, are like, great. Just great. You shot the invisible swordsman. And Chevy's like, I didn't even know he was right there.
But I do feel
that's
that
what I feel like right now.
Yeah.
In the world is, ah, shit, we just shot the invisible swordsman. Now we, what do we do?
You know, that's actually not a bad analogy. Because I think that we don't know what we don't know that we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And again, with technology moving as quickly as it is, as quickly as communication, I mean, look, everyone gets their 15 minutes of fame. If you've got a fucking social media connection, you can say something good or bad, and all of a sudden
everybody's got a voice. Doesn't mean it needs to be heard.
Yeah, and that's
it. Everybody now has a voice.
But the thing is, it's not, what I was realizing is it's not just, you know, believe in Jesus or burn in hell. It's not just World War III. It's not just Civil War. Like, there's a fascination that goes right through our media and our entertainment. I mean, how fucking long has The Walking Dead been on?
Mm-hmm.
It's been on a couple of seasons. And
well, look at MASH. How long was MASH on the air? 12 years?
12 years.
Korean War was like 4 or 5 years.
Well, yeah, but they didn't have as much fun as they did at the 407/7th.
This is true.
They didn't have their own fucking distillery in their fucking tent. But it's true. Like, if you think about it, what are all of the top? I mean, even like the ship hitting the bridge in Baltimore. Everyone immediately went, yeah, we've already seen that movie. It's called, what was it? Forget the World or whatever. The one that Obama on Netflix, he was behind with, who was in it? Julia Roberts.
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Yeah. So what happens in that is, they get an Airbnb. Julia Roberts and her family go and they get this Airbnb. Right. And so they're renting the house and they're at the beach and a fucking ship loses communication and power. And it just comes barreling up. A big container ship comes barreling up onto the beach. Right. And from that point on, shit gets real. Shit goes sideways. Now you got planes dropping out of the fucking air. You got other ships hitting whatever. Right. So, like, we've already seen that movie. It was basically like there was two sides of it. Right? In the comments, you'd see things like, we've already seen this movie, next, like very dismissive, right? And then on the other side, you see people going, Yeah, Obama's behind this. Only Obama could make that fucking ship hit that bridge. This has been planned. It's like, no, it just was an accident. And everything that has been reported indicates that. But like I said, the idea that there were these two factions, essentially, that were determined, this is it. This is the movie starting. But for real. And thinking in some form or fashion that Obama knew how to orchestrate it because, you know, obviously he hates America in their eyes and wants to destroy it for whatever fucking reason. I don't understand that at all. But you know what I mean? Like every movie, what are some of the movies we like best in this country? What are the TV shows we like best? It's fucking apocalyptic. It's apocalyptic.
Everybody loves a good apocalypse.
So I guess kind of my question is to you, because I mean,
you say apocalypse now. I say apocalypse. Wow.
So just to be clear to any listener, if you thought you were going to find answers to any of life's problems in this pod, that's not fucking happening. But
we're just here to make the scariness funny,
hopefully, and to ponder it a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think part of the problem.
It's a beautiful thing when we can discuss problems like this, but laugh about it.
I think it's the only way to get through it. I mean, to be honest with you, if you can't laugh at the world we're living in right now, how the fuck are you making it through? Because it's like I see people like that I'll regularly read their posts and they'll come out like strong. You know what I mean? They'll come out strong with one particular post. And then you just see like post after post going, Jesus, like you can see the, how they're getting beat down, just constantly being beat down for their opinion.
I've also in the last day have seen one in particular person on the Book of Faces who during the Titanic sub disaster, do you remember that? The exploration sub that blew up?
Yeah.
The people who were lost. They scolded people making fun of that because there were some funny memes out there.
Oh, God, I'm sure.
And yet felt the need to themselves put out the meme of the bridge disaster with a AI Biden behind the wheel. And we're like, oh, that's funny too. Well, you scolded people for the other tragedy, but felt the need to do it for this one.
Well, that's hypocrisy. That's the thing is there's a lot of hypocrisy out there, obviously. But I get my point when it comes to the doom scrolling is you don't like I don't honestly know how my feed got so littered. With, I mean, these are not people that I follow. This is just the you know, Twitter general feed for you type thing. They're not people I follow necessarily. Some of them are, but I've watched it increasingly get filled with opinions that like I'm not even interested in. And
there's an answer for that.
Okay,
and that is Musk. Well, I will just say there was a blogger, who was of the conservative conspiracy variety. I took exception to some of the bullshit he would post and I would post back at him and he answered twice about what an asshole I was being for not thinking this conspiracy theory was valid. And I was like, I am unsubscribing and unfollowing and even blocking you. Just because I don't want to put up with that stupidity. And you know what happened?
Huh?
For 2 weeks afterwards, I was still getting his stuff automatically sent to me by Twitter.
See, and that's what I'm saying. And like, I don't get what's going on with it. Because I
think it's being force-fed. Like, Again, I hate to be Mr. Conspiracy Theory because I
maybe
find
you're
them
right.
fascinating, but they're usually incorrect. There's some lunacy involved. But when it comes to social media marketing things at people, Musk and Twitter is just as guilty as anyone else, despite all of their protests.
Yeah, see, I don't go on any of the other ones. I mean, like, you know, if I go on Facebook, it's literally only to look at Marketplace because that's where the best deals are, you know. So I don't use it hardly at all. Like I said, I mean, for the, you know, like with Twitter, the vast majority of it is, you know, oh, just see what people are talking about. And like I said, what I noticed was there was this severe kind of doom prophecy, end of the world, Jesus is coming, World War III is coming, Civil War is coming, everything's coming, the fall of the Roman Empire is coming.
Wow, that's a crazy Bukkake scene.
Yeah. Everyone's coming.
Make a little money from this?
Yeah.
How does this work?
But I guess
do I have
we're
to swallow?
what's the record for gangbang? I guess my
everything is a doomsday cult.
But why? Right off, why are we so fascinated?
Islam, Judaism. It's all doomsday cults.
They are.
You have to die. It has to come to doom before you get your little piece of the pie of heaven and nirvana, whatever you want to call it. You have to die first.
You're right.
Follow your leader.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what it boils down to. So, like, as I'm going through it, all I'm reading is basically, whether they realize it or not, I'm reading with Christian, anything religion, okay? So, any of the Abrahamic religions specifically. So, you know, Judaism, Christianity, Islam.
Desert sheep herder religions.
Yeah. It's true. It's so sad. It's so sad. I you know, like, I try not, like, I do have a lot of atheists in the feed as well. And I don't try.
Don't you want Jesus to be your shepherd? No, I don't want to be in that flock. I know what's going to happen. He's going to take my fucking hair and then eat me.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I'm not interested.
I'll take my chances wandering out into the desert. Apparently, it's going to take 40 years to cover the ground that should have only taken, you know, 5 days.
But,
thank you very much.
But this is God's plan. So,
yeah, don't screw it up by praying.
It really is.
Who am I to infringe on God's plan by praying? I don't want to impose on that.
Yeah. Oh, now my opinion matters, Lord. Oh, thank you. You know, but that's
me and my golden calf, my bull, are going home.
I'm taking my golden calf and going home. But it's interesting to me. It's interesting to me in the sense that, as like the big posters, you know, the ones that really are, you know, like they're making a job out of it. It's clear that they don't understand that really all they're saying is do it the way I tell you or you're wrong and you're going to hell.
What have I ever done for God and Jesus? Well, I gave up the tip of my dick. Isn't that enough? I'm taking my golden cat. Oh, no.
That was a big ask. I don't care who it is asking. So let me get this straight. In order to be part of this group, I got to leave a tip.
Silly me broke out a $5 bill. I didn't know it was.
I didn't think that was the tip you were referring to.
We talking a home gardening tip? No, we're not.
Recipe tips? Look, I'm even willing to pick up 20-25% of the bill here towards the tip. But
I was on board the Titanic and I heard it was just the tip of the iceberg.
But I don't get why they feel they know what God wants. They understand the Bible in a way that no one prior to them posting could have possibly understood. But I don't pile on in general.
This is supposed to be taken literal. Oh, that? Oh, no, that's an assimile or a story, a fable, if you will.
Yeah.
You've
heard of Aesop. Just,
what's that?
You've heard of Aesop.
That's supposed to just teach you a lesson.
But see, that don't you think that to some certain degree, Trump...
If you want to be a Christian apologist, start saying, yeah, I'm sorry, this is just fucked up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the best way to apologize for that. But you do have to admit, if we believed in that shit, if we believed in it, pretty sure Trump selling Bibles is got to be a sign of the apocalypse. It doesn't.
I'm going to put together a list of people that I would rather buy a Bible from. People that I would buy a Bible from before I would buy it from Trump. Number one on that list is going to be Lewis Black. So sorry. Not sorry. I would first buy one from Lewis Black because I know that when I read it, I'm going to laugh.
Yeah.
And it'll probably be something meaningful.
Oh, at least it'll have a point.
Yes.
You know.
And a point that is not just chopped off and taken from me.
Ah, shit. But like I said, if you look at what kind of the pulse is, we want our entertainment to be apocalyptic or post-apocalyptic. We want our politics to be, you know, basically apocalyptic. We want, like, everything is at that kind of, that breaking point. And I do think that a lot of these people are sincere when they say, you know, look, I believe in Jesus and I think things are bad. And I think that part of the reason you're seeing people talk more about religion right now in the like positive, like, you know, trying to tell you that you should be a Christian or you should be whatever, is because of the political environment and the world environment and just the environment of society right now where it seems like everyone's angry. Everyone's pissed.
Everybody is angry.
But I don't even think they know what the fuck they're angry about.
No. There is a bucket of shit in society where people, yeah, you know, one of the most recent examples was the movie about the trafficking of children. Jim Caviezel, I can't say his last name,
Caviezel.
JC, who played JC.
Jim Caviezel.
Yeah. That outrage of, like, sure, trafficking of anyone is terrible. That doesn't mean that it's happening everywhere before your very fucking eyes. Everybody is concerned about kids. It isn't party related.
But that's the thing, is like everything has been politicized. Everything is divided. And I don't think that that's healthy.
Hell, a virus got politicized.
Yeah. And that's the thing.
In the end, my takeaway from all of that is there's a lot of conservatives that ended up dead, and I'm not sad about it. Sorry. Not sorry.
You're fucking horrible. Though there were a couple I giggled at, too.
More than a few that I giggled at.
Well, but, when you're trying to make your brand off of that, I think that that's anything that comes of that is kind of karma, a little bit of karma, you know.
This is my take because I am sick of this shit. I'm getting to that put up or shut up. You don't believe in COVID, that it's just a bad cold. Cool. Don't wear a mask. Let me know where to send flowers because I won't send flowers. I'll just send a bag of dicks. I'm just tired of it.
Yeah, I don't. But the thing is, too, though, like with COVID, you don't hear a lot about that anymore, which is surprising.
I'm at that. I'm in that mood, at least right now, where I'm, you know, the gasoline is poured out leading to the trail. And I'm standing there with a match going, smiling about the light.
But I don't think you see that anymore. I think that that was the tipping.
I still see it.
Do you? Okay, because I don't encounter that in very much anymore. In fact, now it's odd for me to see somebody with a mask. But the fact
I still do. I still see people here and there with masks, and that's cool.
I don't care.
That's their choice.
What pisses me off is not the people who are wearing masks. It's the people who give us a shit that they're wearing a mask. Why do you fucking care? Why do you care? Yeah. It's not doing anything to you. It's not ruining your day. It's not making you late. It's not even an inconvenience.
Push the whole. If everyone's wearing a mask, you can't identify the people trying to kidnap children. What?
Can without a mask. So if I see your face.
The little kids can't see me smile. Mm-hmm. All right, that's nice. Maybe you could give them a thumbs up.
But I think why we've gotten to this point is maybe multiple reasons, right? So one, I think that we've gotten to this point inevitably because this has been the slow march of conservatism since Newt Gingrich, right? So it's been a slow march to this mindset with conservatives. And the rhetoric that has come out of both sides, admittedly, but a little bit, that scale's tipping a little bit more conservative when you're talking about they've been talking about civil war since, God, I think my earliest memory was 06.
There's a movie coming out that everybody's talking about that it could spark violence.
Yeah, that
civil war.
Yeah, the 8/24 or whatever it is when it comes out, April 24th. I'm looking forward to it. I think that'll be a great movie. I think it might be a bit of a wake-up call. It's going to be one of those things where it's either a wake-up call or it's, like Rocky was for short Italian men when Rocky came out. You know what I mean? So they all come out of the theater when Rocky comes out and they're like, I'm going to beat up the biggest black dude I can find. And it's like, okay, let's see how this works out. And I think that that's kind of what that movie could be for certain conservatives that are hell-bent on civil war is they'll see it and they'll say, fuck yeah, I'm gonna go start civil war, and they'll be all excited about it. And what worries me about that is they just came out with the numbers for white supremacy information spread, right? So how they're organizing, how they're spreading information, how they're creating their organizations, and it is higher than it's ever been. So it was last year, it was higher than it had ever been. And then this year, it's higher than that. So there's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of political information. There's a lot of racist ideology that's mixed with the idea of conservatism and Christianity and nationalism. There's this really weird fucking mix. And that, I think, was inevitable. If you look at it, tracking it forward from when the New Deal with America, Newt Gingrich, came around, because of the language, he was very, very good at utilizing language. Him and Frank Luntz, that was the thing, is they figured out how to trigger people with certain words and language and how to keep driving that point home over and over again.
Well, in a lot of ways, that is NLP. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. But it's called neuro-linguistic programming.
Okay. Yes, I have heard of that. I didn't know it was called LP.
Yeah, there's a name for it. Hypnotists have used that practice for helping and therapy. But if it's used for evil purposes, you too can spark outrage and trigger people.
It doesn't take much, though. It doesn't take much. That's the thing. I think that we got to the point.
During COVID, for me, that NLP was more of a coughing. Someone, you know, I had it happen several times where I had a mask on because I was doing my part. A nice medical mask, not a piece of cloth. But people would talk shit, and great way to get out of, you know, lines, to get people just out of my path. I said, get warm in here. You got a problem with me?
Yeah.
It's amazing how suddenly.
You're first in line.
Suddenly.
But I guess.
Not only that, but nobody wants to talk shit to the guy who could be sick and get them sick.
Yeah. I think, though, that with COVID.
I'm an asshole, people.
COVID.
Folks, I'm an asshole.
I think was the breaking point for a lot of it. And again, there have been points that have been made regarding like Obama and how his presidency or his, you know, political views or his behaviors, you know, speeches, so on and so forth, triggered a lot of this.
You know what though, with the outrage from Obama, his views were not very what's the word I'm looking for? Revolutionary. He didn't do anything that was really out of sorts.
No.
But for some reason, there's something about Obama that just some people hated. I can't put my thumb on it.
No, but him different. But I could probably rub my hand over it. I have an idea what it might be. But you know what? I'll forgive that even. Because you know what? I do get this... I don't agree with it, but I understand that there is a large segment of the population that just could not accept the fact that a black man was president.
Yeah.
I totally disagree with him. I personally think that he may go down. Yeah, he's in the top 10. I think he was number 7 as far as best presidents ever. I think that might change and it might actually go up. I think he'll end up being in probably the top 4. I think it'll be like a Lincoln, Washington, Jefferson, Adams, Obama, you know. Obama.
I saw a meme the other day where they talked about how Trump was so great because of he never took a salary as president. Claimed to be the first since Washington that did that. It's not true. But also that he didn't start any new wars. He's the only president in years that did that. Well, you know what? Obama did that too.
Yeah, he didn't start any new war.
No.
See, and that's the thing is that it's never comparing apples to actual apples, you know? And that's the problem is like when you sit down with somebody who's like full-blown MAGA, And they start saying shit like that.
You know what MAGA stands for, don't you?
Huh. And it ain't make America great again, I tell you that.
My assets got auctioned.
But I you dick. I totally lost my train of thought.
Has anybody received their shoes, their sneakers, their golden sneakers
yet? Oh, I don't think so.
No, they haven't. Just saying.
Yeah, well. Just saying. Has anyone actually received their Bible yet?
No.
I don't know. Like I said, I think that part of the reason why we're in this place is because of circumstance. I think that maybe the final straw was COVID. And then when you add on top of that, everything that was going on with COVID was also going on during an election year. These things found a way to, kind of mix and match themselves in a weird way. So like as an example, when Trump was talking about coming out with the vaccine, how many Democrats did you hear say, I ain't taking a fucking Trump vaccine? And then as soon as Biden was in office, same fucking vaccine, by the way, same fucking vaccine. And all of a sudden, they're like, what do you mean you're not taking a vaccine? And you saw that with the Trump supporters. They're
I ain't
like,
taking the death jab.
Yeah. So all these guys, would they have said the same thing if Trump had won or had the timing had been sooner on the release of it? Would they have been like, I ain't taking the jab. Fuck that, Donald Trump. You can kiss my ass. Or would it have been, Donald said I had to take the a vaccine. And you know what? I want to keep all my other trucking buddies safe, so boop, I'm going to get the vaccine. Yeah.
It doesn't matter what all these scientists say, all these historians, these trained economic experts. I did say scientists. I'm going to say it again because they've been trained. All of that is thrown out of the window because of one man.
Yeah.
One guy who has a history of lying, a court judgment multiple times in his past as a convicted liar and fraudster. This one guy, he's the one who's actually telling the truth.
Well,
really?
But really? Is he not maybe the best person to be president if the end of the world is happening?
Well, I take exception to that because it is not the end of the world. The world is not going anywhere. It would be the people.
Yeah. Well, you don't know that. It could be an asteroid that hits. That's another one I've seen lately.
The world still will not go anywhere. In several billion years, eventually the Earth will tilt 2 degrees off its axis, either towards the sun or away from the sun. And that will be the end of it all, because our lungs will either explode in fire, because that's what I think 2 to 4 degrees would do, is within seconds, our lungs would explode, or we would instantly freeze to death. Just a few short degrees off, and that's what will happen. Science tells us this. People don't want to listen to experts when it comes to vaccines or medicine or anything else that takes training, yet they'll tune into the news to have science tell them what the weather's going to do.
And this happy hypocrisy moment has been brought to you by Bag of Dicks.
It's just the
see, that's
level
the,
of,
that's my point, though.
You know what I blame?
Like, no matter
you know
how you look at
honestly,
this.
Go ahead. Know what I blame for all of this?
What?
The American education system. Somewhere it has failed a large portion of the U.S., mostly in the South, because in the South you have such poor counties in each state. The education there is not great, but what is great is the loudness of their voices spewing stupidity and ignorant points of view.
I just read that the 10 states with the most, and this was kind of like cushioned as, you know, they were talking about birth control and stuff like that, Planned Parenthood, abortion, all that stuff, kind of wrapped up in this article. And it said that the 10 states that had the highest levels of sexually transmitted diseases, and they're all in the South. I mean, it's...
Look at, when you get a chance, go to the Google or go to the Bing, whatever your preferred search engine is. I'm actually interested in seeing what the... because there's a conservative search engine. I don't know if you know about this.
No.
Yeah, I don't remember what it's called, but there's a conservative search engine out there.
And now, let me guess, it's called Tidy Whiteys.
Me go to kkk.tidywhiteys/. The also least educated states are all in the South. They're red.
And the ones that take the
Alabama,
most.
Alabama, Mississippi.
They're also the ones that take the most federal support.
Correct.
You know, and
correct.
Yet they are
again,
also the ones that...
How dare you take your government hands off of my Medicare. I'm going to protest highways by driving cross country.
Yeah.
You fucking morons.
They don't seem to get it. But again, getting back to the idea of apocalyptic, because we keep going off on these tangents. and I will say this. I will say this.
Podcasts for people with ADHD.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I will say this. I'm convinced that should some sort of apocalyptic event happen, there are only two things that will live, and that's Gen Xers, depending on the location, how close they are to the event, and bugs. Because I think
there will always be bugs.
I think that Gen X, out of
Twinkies,
all of the generations, and yes, I'm part of it, you're part of it, but I do believe that Gen X is the only generation that would kind of look at an apocalyptic event and go, what? I still got to go to work. Who do you think pays for grandpa's fucking Red Lobster, and who do you think pays for your fucking, you know, schooling? And you know what I mean? Like there's this durability, I think, that Gen X has that I don't see necessarily in other generations. And I do think that. I do think that there is a level of, yeah, that sucks. Fuck. All right. Well, that just means that my commute's going to be longer tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like,
we are living in the times of the movie Idiocracy.
Yes. Yes. And what a great movie that is. But you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Do you think that all of this kind of doom and gloom, and it's always existed, okay? So, I mean, like, you can go back throughout time. Every generation thinks that that's it. They're part of the last generation. I'm sure. I'm not sure, but I would gather. It just seems much more elevated right now because of social media. I'm sure that that's part of it. But do you think that there's just this kind of inherent ego, maybe, to think, well, I'm going to be one of the last people alive. This is the world's going to hell, and
some people
and I'm going to be one of the few. I'm going to be the hero of my own story, and I'm going to have my own narrative, and my narrative is that I survive. What the fuck are you talking about? It's a nuclear explosion down the block from you. You ain't surviving shit.
You are going to be so hungry, you're going to run out into the woods and eat something you should not eat plant-wise. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? Sometimes in my travels, I have seen where there used to be cities, ghost towns, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've seen that. I've watched it happen.
How Mother Nature retakes.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And how quick.
How quickly.
So
Mother Nature devours.
There were several towns that I used to go to, right? I'd go once or twice a year, right? And over the course of 3 or 4 years, several of these towns went from being very robust, like small towns. You know what I mean? Like, they were a small town, but they were a cute small town, and Main Street was fucking happening. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, whatever happened, you know, whether it was a big industry, whether it was a Walmart, whether it was a Home Depot, you'd start to see, like, you know, the mom and pop stores start to close down, and then, you know, they wouldn't get repopulated. Maybe a bypass was put in, and now traffic goes around the town, and the town dies. And over the course of 2, 3, 4 years, you'd see it go from like nice, vibrant, little, like, oh, I this would be a good place to raise a family type town, to holy shit, this is desolate, and I didn't even know they could get those drugs here. So you would just see, like, you know, two or three clearly strung out people walking up and down Main Street like zombies. You'd see the stores boarded up. You'd see, you know, the sidewalk was not taken care of anymore. Weeds had grown out, you know, and it was just fucking sad. It just sad. But that's the thing is I think that there's almost, I don't know if it's a willingness, a wanting, or an arrogance, you know what I mean? Because there does seem to
be, all of it.
Huh?
It's all of it rolled into one.
You might be right. You absolutely could be right. It's definitely possible that we just are inherently looking, and maybe that comes from caveman days. You know what I mean? Where you were traveling in a small tribe, and you always had to be expecting that you were going to get killed everywhere you turned and everywhere you went. So maybe that's just an inherent, you know what I mean?
8 million ways to die in the West.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so I don't know. I don't know. Here's what I do know is it's fucking exhausting. It's absolutely depressing and exhausting. I mean, there's a reason why so many people are taking antidepressants. And I don't think it's just because the pill companies know that they can get them hooked and keep them on them forever, though that's part of it. But people are searching this shit out because, quite frankly, you can't watch the news.
How fucked up humans are. You know how fucked up humans are? How long ago did the Donner Party happen?
Oh, shit. I couldn't tell you. I have no idea. I want to say it was in the 40s. It may have been in the 70s.
You are familiar with the Donner
Party. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just couldn't tell you when it happened. Was that like 60? I don't know.
I'm about to tell you when exactly happened. 1846 to 1847.
Was I off or what? Holy shit. I'm sorry. You know what, though? That's not fair because I was thinking about the plane crash where they
Okay.
That's what I was thinking of.
Or whatever.
Yes. That's what I was thinking of. Same concept.
There's a national park called the Donner Park in memoriam of the Donner Party. And if you go to the Donner Park, there are picnic tables for you to have lunch at.
That's a little weird.
That's very weird. That's how fucked up humans are.
Come on,
kids. Let's climb into the station wagon. We're going to go have a family picnic. In the Donner.
I love that you said station wagon. I wish they'd come out with a station wagon.
The Donner wagon?
The Donner wagon. Why not? There's room in the back for a lot of bodies.
I call dibs on the legs.
Who wants ribs tonight? It's ribs or rump roast, your choice. Who's got potatoes? Those aren't potatoes. Oh, fuck me. I guess, like I said, what I was bringing to the table more than anything is...
The dinner table.
But what I was bringing to the table more than anything was I noticed it, and then I started to trace it back into other things. And I was really a little bit disappointed in the idea that it's like, yeah, we're just all looking, you know, and look, I'm guilty of it. You're guilty of it. We talk about dark shit on the show. But we're doing it, I think, like I said, you know, more in trying to find the funny in it, or at least what's amusing or interesting. I don't walk around thinking the sky's falling. I don't walk around thinking, you know, I'm going to go and on my way to Walmart and get sucked up into a UFO. I don't think that when I'm standing in line at the grocery store that I'm going to have to make a decision on which motherfucker I'm going to shoot. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that way. Which is probably the reason why I won't last the apocalypse, is because I don't think that way. I don't look at somebody and assume that you're my enemy.
We live in an age, I don't remember who said this, but... excuse me while I choke on my own saliva. There is a generation that has happened in the last... 20-some years, 25 years, 30 years, probably actually since Columbine, there is a thought pattern ingrained in us now where we'll go to a concert, we'll go to an event, and there are some of us who sit there and think, something happens. What's my plan of egress? How do I get out of this? Have you noticed that ever?
I do that. Like, yeah. Because
it's just natural of who is most likely to do something here outside of myself.
Right. Like if shit goes sideways, which way do I turn? How do I make sure I don't run into that fucking pillar? How do I make sure I don't get stampeded? You know, that's why, like, I there are a number, I'm not a, you're a huge music fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you love going to concerts.
Got a few coming up.
I'm not that guy. Never have been.
I will say that for a while, you know, even during COVID, I was like, well, pretty much seen everybody I've wanted to see in concert many a times. It's going to have to be something really special to get me to go to a concert. And I've been to one or two since, and I'm going to a couple more. However, being the musician, my days of scrambling to the front are done. Mosh pits, yeah, I don't have a desire anymore. But I also know that the mix, the music mix, is better at the back.
Right.
And so I am perfectly cool with standing way in the back, in the center, find a center area, and enjoy the music. I do get pissed off with the people who are constantly putting their phones in the air. I gotta capture this for my Facebook or whatever. Yeah. Just be in the moment, people. As a performer, I would be one of those people that would be like, fuck, there's so many phones. Why aren't people watching?
Yeah.
But there's a few shows coming up I'm excited for.
But the first thing
going you're going to go see.
First thing you'll do, though, when you get there is you'll check your exits, check because, and I think you're right. I think it has been since Columbine.
Are there any tables or chairs that I can pick up as a weapon if I needed to?
Yeah. Like all of those different things, you know what I mean? I think that that's the mentality that's changed. And I think that that's also part of the problem. I think that that's, you know, when you walk into every circumstance, whether it's a grocery store, whether it's a religious institution, whether it's a concert, whether it's, it doesn't matter, a mall, wherever you walk in, I don't know that, like, I do it so matter-of-factly, I don't even realize I do it. Are you at that point?
Yeah, I would say also there have been times where I felt like the security going into a concert was actually on par with about to take an airplane.
Right.
With metal detectors and whatnot.
Right.
And honestly, I do feel a little bit better going inside afterwards, after, you know, having gone through that, because I don't have anything on me that could be a weapon, so I don't have anything to worry about. But yeah.
Well, like I said, I guess for whatever reason, that particular idea of the fact that we're at this, and again, I'm not going to say that it doesn't happen every generation. I'm not going to say that it doesn't happen or that it hasn't been that way all the time, but it does seem like it's a lot more lately, like just right now. And what worries me about that, okay, is that it's an election year. And you and I have both already covered this. It won't matter who wins or loses. Some bad shit's going to probably go down.
Yes.
To what degree?
It's a no-win situation.
It does seem that way. It does seem that way. And I wonder if the chatter that I'm hearing and seeing is everyone else kind of feeling that vibe. And they're just a little bit more vocal than I am. You know what I mean? Like they're like, I have to tell you to take Jesus into your life because the end of the world is coming November 6th. So like election's November 5th, November 6th, it's over. And I think there's a lot of people who are actually worried that it is over. I think that there's some people out there, like I say it a little bit, you know, tongue in cheek. I don't think anything, could we have a period of rough time in the United States after the election, no matter who wins? Yes. To what degree?
Yeah.
Who knows? Is it going to be end of the union type thing? No, I don't think so. I think we're stronger than that. I think we're smarter than that. I hope we are. And I, if nothing else, I believe at least 2/3 of the country is better, smarter than that. I think that there is a third of the country. It could go either way. you know what I mean? Like, there's definitely an eighth of the country that is just looking for an excuse.
Yes. And they want the purge.
They do. They want the purge. They want to burn it all down and start all over. And they think that
as long as it fits with their paradigm.
Well, that's it though. Is it, I don't think that a lot of people think about it in those terms. So I think you have a lot of militias out there that are willing to just throw down because, you know, they're weekend warriors and tough guys and, you know, we're right, you're wrong, and whatever. But I also think that there are some people that are intellectuals who are, like, worried. And it will be interesting. Like, you know, you always hear, you see the memes where it's, like, shows, like, tough militia-type dudes, and then it'll show, like, a bunch of trans people or a bunch of trans people, and they'll go, this is our side, and this is the lib side. Right. So, like,
yeah,
it's always the libs dressed up with, you know, purple hair and, you know, dressed as women and whatever. And I find that interesting that they think that that is a win. Because right. I don't know about you, but I'm going to be a lot more afraid of some dude in lipstick and high heels with an AR than I am of the guy.
They're going to be in better shape.
Yeah, then I'm going to be afraid of the guy that looks like, you know, he's part of the Gravy Seals. You know,
he'll take that field of battle as soon as he's done with his package of Hostess.
Yeah, Meal Team 6, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't see where they get that either of those things are good. You know what I mean? Like, because the idea is flawed. The idea is it's going to be war between American versus American, and it doesn't. How does any of that come out good? It just doesn't. And even if you get what you want, okay, then what are you going to do with it?
And now what?
Okay, but I got some questions. You know what I mean? Like, that's literally where I'm at with it. Okay, that's your theory. That's your philosophy. Once you've won, okay, what does that look like? And then what? Because I don't think that they think past that. Or maybe that's not what they're looking for. You know what I mean? Whether you're talking about like some sort of a war situation, civil or otherwise, maybe they just think that it becomes, you know, the Wild Wild West again, essentially. But I don't think that they understand what that means. You know, there's a lot of comforts that we have today that could easily, quickly go away. You know, like people go, get rid of the government. Mm-hmm. Well, if you get rid of the government, you might be getting rid of the internet. Are you ready to do that?
Well, the internet, clean water,
clean sewage treatment. Yeah.
Everybody wants to be in a militia until they spend a week shitting in the woods.
It's funny. But I do. I think that
it's funny, but it's true.
It's absolutely true.
Yeah. Just watch to see their faces when they're like, where'd you put the toilet paper? Oh, it's growing right on this branch. Here you go.
There you go. That is and I think it's one thing when we talk about it under the guise of war, all right? Because there is that idea that, well, we could get out of this and we could, you know, eventually get back to normal. But what if you had, you know, the Christian version of the apocalypse? All these people seem to think that when the rapture happens, they're going to be fine. Well, I hate to break it to you. At least one or two of you, you're sticking around. So you might want to be thinking about...
In cases like that, I remind people that in no part of the Bible, the Old Testament or the New Testament, does the word rapture or that happen. It's made up by people who come after.
Yeah.
Who decided the rapture is going to happen. Oh, what's the rapture? Oh, let me tell you about it. Something that I just pulled out of my butt.
Isn't that the entire Bible, though?
Well,
I mean, honestly, a lot of stories that people just pulled out of their ass and they just happened to stick. You know, I don't
I'm
going to
tell you about Jonah. Oh, isn't that the guy that lived for 3 days in a whale? It wasn't a whale. It says a big fish. Well, suck my ass.
Yeah. Exactly. And on that note, I think that's where we leave it, with the audience sucking your ass.
Suck a big fart out of my butt.
Oh, hey, before we wrap.
Oh, you want to?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. No. Hold on. You know how I am about words, right? I love when I discover a new word. I love, especially when it's a slang, okay? I love new slang words. And I don't know how long or short this one's been around. I just never heard it before. And I have a pretty good collection, as you know, of slang and you know, curse words and all that. I have a pretty good collection of that. But this one just cracked me up, and I never heard it before. Throat goat.
Throat goat?
Throat goat, which What's is that? Meant to, which is basically a woman who is really good at giving head, and specifically deep throating. Throat goat.
Throat goat. I always refer to it as a mouth hug.
Well, I bring that up because I think one of the features that we might be introducing, you know, intermittently, maybe every show, I don't know, is new slang. So
interesting.
You know, just a new word that's out there in the lexicon that is, you know, fresh to us at least. And this week it was brought to you by Throat Goat. It's fun
not
to say.
Not to be confused with Gag Jack.
It's so fun to say. Oh, throat goat. All right.
So,
well,
introducing this word, are you advertising?
No. I can't even get my molars. I can't even brush my molars without gagging. I'm horrible. I would be horrible. Like if I were gay, I would probably have to be in an open relationship where I was like, no, you just go ahead and do whatever you want, and when you're done, come cuddle. Because
terrifies me because I don't have any teeth.
You would probably be amazing.
How dare you.
But like I don't think I could do it just from the gag reflex alone. And you know, I God bless women, you know, for doing that, because if it were up to me,
that's just sexist. You just excluded all the LGBTQ people.
You know what? You're right, and I apologize. So to every cocksucker out there, God bless you. God bless you for sucking cock.
And the job that you do, we salute you.
We salute you. And that's it for Elsie's Little Pickles.
Double trip.